Welcome to Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda, and you are tuned into Fit Habit. I'm your host Rahul, and you are listening to a podcast for health, fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. Hey people, welcome to today's episode, and I'm so very excited to be with you. And let me tell you, I am a practicing educator in health and fitness from past 25 plus years, and have educated several trainers and trained thousands of clients. There are few questions which are commonly asked every now and then, and let me take one of those questions today. So people ask me, what is the best way to stay fit? Now, this is no rocket science. It's simple. It's just as simple as you eat food and as you sleep calm. It's just as simple as you drink water or breathe air. People think this is complicated because it is shown complicated to you. If you follow few simple rules, it is the easiest thing which you can have is to stay fit because it is natural. There are 13 small changes you can do in your life to be better than yesterday. Number one, drink a lot of water. Practice drinking at least 3 liters of water in a day. The best time to drink water is just upon waking up and anytime before you feel thirsty. If you feel thirsty, you are already towards dehydration. Number two, switch to low-fat dairy. Always choose low-fat dairy products. Low-fat milk is easily available in the market. Number three, eat a handful of nuts. Almonds, cashews, peanuts, etc. are a great source of fat. Good fat cuts bad fat. Eat one handful of nuts every day. Do not remove the skin of almonds. It is rich in vitamin E. Number four, eat raw vegetables. Onion, tomatoes, cucumber, carrots, cabbage, capsicum are some vegetables which can be eaten raw. Eat them at least once a day. They are rich in fiber, antioxidants, and help manage calories. Number five, cut carbs. Indian lifestyle is sadly full of carbohydrates. We are used to eating 3 to 4 chapatis or a big bowl of white rice in one serving. These have a high amount of carbohydrates, and this is what makes us fat. The high carbs which our body does not utilize get stored as fat. So cut it down. Cut your carbs down. Number six is work out well. Even though you can lose weight without working out, but workout makes the process faster and you can do body weight exercises at home. To get started, hire an online trainer for first few weeks to understand how to do it the right way. And there are a lot of good options available in the market as well. Number seven is eat good carbs. Now, have you ever felt that eating a whole wheat chapati satiates you longer than eating white rice? Well, this is because a whole wheat chapati is made from whole grains, whereas white rice is a refined form of carbohydrate which is formed after removing the husk from brown rice. So switch to whole grains, good carbs like whole wheat, brown rice, oats, etc., as they are high in nutrition and fiber. So number eight is limit used refined oils and food deep fried in it. Now let me take you to point number nine. Junk the junk. Sugar and salt are your two biggest enemies, and junk is full of either of these. So avoid any kind of junk food. Number 10 is increase your protein intake. Unfortunately, the most important macronutrient is missing in our daily lifestyle. Protein is essential for overall repair of body cells, skin and hair health. Eat plenty of proteins in your regular meals. Number 11 is sleep well. For the body to burn fat effectively, it is very important that we sleep for good 6 to 7 hours every night. Number 12 is don't go on random diets. And beware of these diets. Don't browse for fad diets every day and start practicing it for a month or two. It'll help you lose weight and stay fit, but once you are off the diet, you will automatically gain all the weight again. Home food will always be the best choice for you. Right? And don't wake up to tea or coffee directly. This is point number 13. Have a fruit, drink water, some dry fruits after you get out of bed. After you wake up, your body is in fast for 6 to 7 hours. All it needs is a little nutrition, not something which is acidic in nature like coffee and tea. So avoid these two things. And I'm sure if you follow these instructions, you will feel better and live better. And my goal is to help you live better life tomorrow than today. Thanks for listening and do subscribe for more such amazing episodes on Humanized Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda. And you were tuned into Fit Habit. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.